What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 10th. We are glad to have you. Maggie, how are you?
I'm fine. I thought, like, I almost forgot about that, you know, the chickens, because you haven't done it in a while, and I always, like, I missed it a lot. I'm doing great. You know what happened today at the bar? Like, I was drinking coffee with one of my bosses, and his wife came to, you know, to drink a cup of coffee and then go on through the rest of her errands to run. And he was talking to her, and he was like, next Tuesday I'm having a gig, because, like, he's a musician. And she was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, I'm playing in a hotel. And she's like, it's Valentine's Day. And he said, yeah, I know, that's why I'm playing. And she's like, are you kidding me? And he said, hey, it's, you know, it's for a lot of money. And then we'll go somewhere to eat, like, and drink after I'm done. And she asked, well, when are you done? And he said, well, like 11:30 or something. And she said, are you kidding me? Where are we going to go at 11:30 in the night? You know, like, it's a Tuesday. It's not weekends. And he was like, oh, we can come here with Maggie. Like, she looked at him really, really judgingly. And I was like, I'm sorry, are you going to take your wife to your bar on Valentine's Day? And he said, Maggie, please, you're not helping.
You're not helping her. No.
And I was like, I'm not even trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you jerk. Like, how can you do that to your wife? It's, you know, like, we have wine, but it's, you know, basic shitty wine in a box. Like, you know, how can you do that? Like, she has given birth to two of his children twice, and he's going to take her to his bar. She doesn't even like the music. Okay.
Yeah.
It's this sucks. Like, men, please, come on. And also women, come on. Like, yes. So, guys, hi. Please leave a like on the video, share it on social media, and please subscribe to the channel. Also subscribe to Fightful Select. We're gonna brag about that at the end of the show. Please send us a super chat or a humper chat or at humperchats.com. Humper chats make us keep a little bit more of the money because we're poor. So please send us your questions, and we're going to get right into it. How are you, by the way? Like, you slept for 12 days. You're muted, by the way.
I'm good. I slept really good. Like yesterday, I messaged Maggie.
Mandy Rose, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I said, hey, Mandy, I got to take a nap. I'll talk to you later. She's like, okay, Rob, just make sure you text me back. I'm like, you know I will. And yeah, that never happened. But anyways, yeah, like last night I messaged him, like, I wasn't feeling good, just to kind of give you a warning, because I just was like, I have no idea what's going on, like, the way I was feeling. So I'm hoping that I feel better after I sleep. Went to bed around 9 p.m. my time. Woke up around 8:15-ish my time this morning, and I needed that so bad because I haven't slept the past few days. So I felt better, and then when I started working out this morning, I felt kind of like the same. I'm like, oh crap, here we go. So, but after I got home, I felt better again. So now I'm fine. I'm normal. Well, my normal self, which is not normal for other people.
Oh, come on.
Well, guys, hey, trust me, I know. but I want to say thank you to everybody in Fightful Chat that's here watching. We love you. We had...
While we're talking about the chat, Soupy, Mark, sweetie, I love you to death, but come on. This is like saying not to celebrate your birthday because you have to make every day like your birthday. No. Like, Valentine's Day should be a day that needs to be celebrated, mainly in Bulgaria, because men need at least one day to treat their women right. Okay? One day. One. And
one
also...
One out of 365 is not bad.
Yeah, and also Women's Day. Yeah. And also 69. Nice.
Nice. Shout out to Kate. I just want to say, thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate it, like, every time. Like, whether you watch us live, whether you record us or download us on podcast, watch us later, anytime. But I also want to say that yesterday we recorded two great Coexisting After Dark episodes. One with Tempest of Wrestle Talk. That was one of our longest ones that we've done. That went an hour and a half almost, hour and 29 minutes.
We're going to talk about it in the end.
I know. I did, and I also wanted to say we did one with Steven Jensen of Fightful, and that was a blast too. So just really two good ones. Hit us up with some Super Chats or Humper Chats. And also one other thing too, before I forget, our friend Jay, aka The Great Fowler, he has a GoFundMe right now. I put the link in our YouTube description. If you have the opportunity to donate that or share it, if you can, on Twitter or Facebook or anything, please do that. You can go to thegreatfowler.com. Last week he had a podcast video basically appear on YouTube that featured powerhouse names like Kenny Omega, myself, Cody Rhodes, Sean Rossett. I wanted to throw my name in the middle there. Just so I could do that. But yeah, it, to be on a video with those names was just like mind boggling. Just to be on, like, with those names, like, it was just absolutely.
Just shake your head again. Your microphone is your headphones.
Oh, is it? Cool.
Yeah. Because, like, I can hear it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll fix that here in a second one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so. Yeah, but we have some super chats, so we'll answer those real quick, and then we will get started. Let's go up here to this first one. We'll go in order. Our great friend Jackie sends us a super chat. Says, "Hello, my beautiful friends. Love, sending love, so much love to you both.
Love, we love you, Jackie. Just we're so happy that you're here. Please sing." I miss your singing.
Yeah. And if you hear background noises, construction crew is still outside my place. So just so you know.
What do you mean still? They have no idea. We talked about that yesterday.
That was yesterday. My fault. Yeah,
they have no idea. So,
but yeah, they're doing
something. There are men at work.
Yeah, men at work. Yeah, men at work. And they better keep their shirts on.
It's cold.
Tom sends us a super chat that says, "Big love to my favorite people, especially Rob." Well, Maggie's one of your favorite too. So, for all this help,
take the credit here. Jeez.
I have a hard time doing that. You know that by now. Especially Rob, for all his help this week with something very special. You are welcome, my friend, and I can't wait until you announce it, because I have a problem announcing things really early. So,
shh.
Yeah. special shout out to Throwback out there.
Yes, we love you, Throwback. We're sorry. Well, Rob is.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just next time you, if you and your significant other have another child, don't tell me before it happens, because I will throw it out there.
Rob will tell everyone before you did.
Chris, since yes, sleep is overrated, and
I was trying. Yes, like Chris did a lot of work today. Like he did the Ricky Starks interview. Like he did the shout out to Cher, yes. Our friend Cher. We love her. And I was like, I sure hope that you can watch the show live, but I really hope that you can catch up on some sleep. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna watch you live. And I'm like, please sleep, for the love of God. Like he doesn't sleep ever. And yes, apparently he's awake. He said, hi, Chris, my God.
Voice of God. Amber sends us a super chat. Says, happy Friday, Rob. And everyone, hope everyone is well and have a great day. We hope you have a great day. So
we hope you have a great day. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you.
So, well, Maggie,
where the hell is Ryan?
He's still on the cruise ship, I hear.
He's not.
I know. I was just throwing that out there. He's probably in a meeting. Who knows?
Meetings are also overrated. Let's get into it.
Let's start. AEW Dynamite. We'll start off with Dynamite this week again. MJF versus Takeshita started off with an eliminator match. Pretty solid match, you know, like normal. Stop me if you've heard that before. Takeshita, holy crap, man. I love watching him. MJF had a great match, obviously. Just wow. Very entertaining. El Paso crowd was good. I enjoyed the hell out of this match.
It was a Takeshita match. They're obviously warming him up for something big sooner or later. While we're talking about Takeshita, Corey Michaels, our friend, wonderful, wonderful person, Corey, he had an article about Takeshita. And he said something in that article, which is actually really true. He said that he's being elevated so much by losing. Like, he's been losing every important match that he's had. He wins a lot of matches on Dark and Elevation. That's fine. But like all his big matches, he's lost them. And weirdly enough, he's the one that we're talking about constantly.
Yeah.
And this is like, elevating people, even in losses, is something that AEW do really good. Go read that article from Corey. It's like every other article that Corey does. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. We have another super chat from Tom that says, Rob, have you told Maggie out of curiosity?
I do not want to know. I will know when you tell it. Like
Well, it's Tom Hardy, Wardlow, and
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega and Corey
Taylor.
Corey Taylor and who's the new guy they signed in AEW that you like? Matt Taven. So yeah, you got all of them. Just lined them all up. So yeah.
Line them all up to do what?
just to talk about you. So
yeah, that's great.
Chris is talking like with them. So you got Tom talking to him and Chris is like talking. So it's like just a whole video for you. So yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. And Jennifer sends us a super chat. You both look amazing today. And I love you both very much. Oh, we love you. You know that. We love you very much.
I appreciate you so much, even though you send Bob to me. Like, this is so great.
Send who? Oh, Bob. Gotcha. From Twin Peaks. Okay. I was like,
yes.
What'd she send you?
Boblo.
Boblo. All right. So, yeah, Takeshi match was good. Unfortunately, the AEW Women's World Championship Eliminator match ended.
Not the way it should have, because obviously the bunny got hurt. This is never a good thing. No one plans it. Also, for everyone that goes, oh, they're not careful in the ring. Like, they're so lazy. Like, they get injured every week. This is so unprofessional. It's no. It was one of my best ones yet. accidents happen, okay? Like, I will never stop saying this. My mother tore her meniscus from getting out of the couch wrong. So this this happens, okay? Like, it's gonna be like I haven't read anything about what her injury is, if she's going to be okay or anything, but like I wish her a speedy recovery. Yeah, the match was okay up until that spot, and then it got awkward, and you know that it wasn't supposed to end that way. It's a pity because it was in a good spot. It was finally not, you know, the match before the main event. And I was like, yes, yay. And then that happens. Yeah. Like, the universe is a funny thing, right?
Yeah. So Tom says, I'm taking Amy, his girlfriend, to Paris for Valentine's Day. Maggie?
Well, this is so great. Well, I wanted it to be a surprise for me, too. Like, well, I'm so glad that you told me and everyone else in the chat. But, so great. This is so great. Paris, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, that is so great. I wish you guys could have the best time ever.
Yeah, me too.
Also, thanks. Upload some pictures from Paris, please.
Yes. You had Saraya and Toni Storm backstage with Leva Bates.
They attack Leva. Yeah, like, you what don't the do fuck? Yeah. You don't do that. Like, now I hate them. Okay, Leva is great, and mm-hmm. she's a sweetheart, and she sucked. So great. I love Leva.
Yeah. The MJF backstage car crash story. Holy hell. Like, okay,
I had no idea why everyone was talking about Liv Morgan. Literally, no idea.
He brought up the name Liv, obviously. And there's been, like, he's posted pictures of, like, those two hanging out before in the past. And she's from the same area. So that's why everybody did that. It was brilliant.
And they've had a lot of pictures together. Also.
Yeah, they're friends, and it was good. I love how he did that. It was great. The one thing I don't love is just how it's like, just cringe. Like, the story was cringe. It's like, Jesus, man. Like, I get it. It's wrestling. It's fine. It's storytelling.
Yeah,
it's fine. He's doing his character. He's a prick. We know that's what his character is. That's what a prick would do. An awful, evil person would do.
Yeah. Okay. Like, okay. But like, the thing that he said. Okay. Someone like. Okay. She in that car crash. This is so funny. He said that she had, you know, got into the windshield, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this means that her face would have been bloody, right?
Yeah.
He changed places with her. His face is not bloody at all because he hadn't hit the windshield. Hers is, and the windshield in front of her is okay. You see the holes in that story?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Like, this was literally the first thing I ever, you know, I imagined. And I was like, well, you're the stupid one, stupid. Like,
yeah. And that's the thing. That way. I know, like, there was some people saying that, oh, there were 100 reports and stuff. That didn't happen. That
didn't happen. Also, the police got a lot.
Well, that didn't, I mean, that didn't happen. Like, it didn't happen.
I know. They didn't even imagine if it really did happen and him like saying it on the air. Like, this is, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the police didn't get like the calls like people thought they did. Like, the people said on Twitter that they got bombarded with calls or whatever. That didn't happen either. So that's good. That was just somebody out there on Twitter just throwing shit out there like they normally do.
Yeah, sure.
So that's good.
So yes, MJF being a prick, great. Yeah. Shocking.
It's what's good for business. Absolutely. You had a Ricky, this still like baffles. We've talked about this. I think I even talked about it last week. Ricky Starks gauntlet match. It's like, I like Ricky Starks. I absolutely love the guy. I love what he did today for Cher Delaware. Shout out to Chris. Check out his interview on Bleacher Report. So make sure you check that out. that's pretty cool that he got him to do a shout out for her. She went through a lot. Yes, he's awesome. The Ricky Starks gauntlet match, it's not his fault, obviously. He didn't do the storyline for this one, like the to have to go through everybody to face a guy he's already beaten is just kind of like, huh? Whatever. It definitely has that.
See, if he had beaten everyone and then Gotland, he would have gotten a match at Revolution against Chris Jericho, and that will mean that after that the story will end. Or, you know, Chris Jericho will win, and now they're gonna be tied 1-1, and then afterwards they're gonna have a third match, like the rubber match or whatever. When they stretch it more and more, it'll only, you know, give a reason why this feud is going on for 6 fucking months, which is probably what we're gonna get.
Well, most Jericho, I say most, it just feels like it now because of how long that damn BCC one lasted. It just sounded like, that seemed like it went on forever, you know, so.
Yeah, the best thing about that was them fighting for 15 minutes while Wild Thing was playing in the arena. This is so great.
You had a pretty decent match between Roosh and Brian Danielson.
Okay, it was fine. There was blood on every camera.
Yeah, it was the only camera that didn't have it was the main one. The main camera didn't have it.
The hard camera. Because so, how can you? Not that I'm, you know, challenging AEW because like they do a lot of blood. They did it with Takeshita. They did here with Brian. I know, like a lot of people said that this isn't good, and you know.
I was fine with that. I thought it was great. And
I was also fine. The match was great.
Unbelievable match. One of the best matches that I've seen on, like, in my opinion on Dynamite. I absolutely love that match. I knew Danielson was obviously going to win because that's the way you had to go. But they made it look so damn good for Roosh. And he is unbelievable. I just love watching the man wrestle. It's you can't get better than that. Just Roosh, give me Roosh all the time. Roosh on my TV, Takeshita on my TV.
I've been loving what they're doing with Brian. Like he's been having like the time of his life, like facing all these people. This was literally the reason why he came to AEW. Hell, I'm gonna kick their heads in. Like you know, I'm not gonna elevate talent. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna fight them. So great, like. I know I love Brian in WWE. I will always love Brian in WWE. Like they gave him everything and he gave WWE everything. But this, what he's doing right now, you can tell that he's so happy. And if he achieves everything that he's been wanting ever, like, and he goes back to WWE, fine. Like just do whatever, you know, makes you happy. Like this is, It's fine. If they're happy, we're happy.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. You also had the AEW World Trios Championship match between the Elite taking on AR Fox and Top Flight. Another match. Absolutely love this match.
AR Fox, what is this cardio? What? I was losing my breath only from looking at him.
Awesome.
Like he does like a million colors in 10 seconds and with the roll up and I was like, okay, stop. Okay, like it's what? And I haven't smoked in a while, but like
even in the cigarette, you're like,
yeah. I felt like I was smoking 3 packs at once. You gotta be fucking kidding me, okay? Like this is not normal behavior. Like, come on.
Well, unbelievable match. I was obviously rooting. You know, the thing is, the Elite, when they're on TV, obviously it's one of those things where I'm happy, just like you are. You're excited that the Elite are on your TV. You're going to have a good time. You got Carry On My Wayward Son playing. You're solid. Everything's good. Top Flight, you know they're my boys. I absolutely love those guys. So there was a part of me that was just, you know.
Oh, they're future champs.
Oh,
they're
absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely future champs.
There was a part of me, and I loved how close this match was. And
they sold me a ticket.
Yeah.
I thought that they're going to pull up an upset. And I'm like, okay. Like, I know what the main event is. But yeah. Like,
yep. So, solid match. Absolutely loved every minute
absolutely
of that.
Loved this. This was so, so, so great. And, like, the Young Bucks said something on Twitter. They said, we know that Twitter isn't a real place when we hear that pop in the arena. And they're so right. Because, like, every time they come up, like, everyone loses their mind, starts singing the song. And then they get on Twitter and everyone, you know, is crapping on them. Because, okay, I can get why most people don't get the Young Bucks. Really, I can. Because, like, they're most of the time they're you know, over the board with shit. But the only reason why that is because they meant to do that. Because, like, they're, if someone tells them that they're doing way more flippy shit, well, they're gonna turn it up a notch and do even more because that's what they do. I will never get why people don't like Kenny, though. Like, that's something I would never understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. Corey says, speaking of that Kansas song, I watched first episode of Supernatural for the first time. The only other episode was the Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh, that was so good.
Scott says, I don't think the Kansas song fits the Elite. I think you're wrong, man. On that one, I think you're wrong. If it just,
I can understand why.
I just love it. Oh, I get it, but
it's not the song. It's the song connected to Supernatural and them fitting in Supernatural. It's not the song that needs to fit the Elite. The Elite are Supernatural, you know?
Okay.
This is the thing, and you still haven't fixed your microphone.
Damn it. Okay.
Because it's still there when you move your head and
my big ass head. I'll fix it here in a second when we go to our next topic. The main event. Yeah. Such a good Dynamite. It was still a good Dynamite. I just, the ending was it was ass. Just didn't like it, obviously, just like pretty much almost everybody else. I know this is where it's going to get interesting because somebody we know did not mind it, she said. So go ahead. Tell me why you did not mind this, Maggie.
Okay. So please,
fix my mic.
First of all, like, let me just explain to you, like, everything that I felt about, you know, about this match. And I hope that this, you know, this doesn't make the chat turn me on. Turn me on. Oh my God. No, turn me off. Turn on me.
Chat, you know your job now. Turn Maggie on. Let's do this. Hello. Good golly. Maggie wants to be turned on, people.
Okay, for once, I didn't mean that.
Okay, I think I'm good now.
You're good to go. You're great. So I'm sorry for this. I'm like, okay, hear me out. This was the right choice. Okay, let me just defend myself. Thank you, Jen. It was about to get stale. Okay, first of all, they can tell a wonderful story now with everything that's going on in the Acclaimed. Will the split, you know, from Daddy Ass, will Daddy Ass turn on them? Jesus. Will he not? Because I was kind of expecting this to happen at the end of the match. Also, the Guns are going to be transitional champions. Like, please calm down, everyone. Like, I in no way expect them to be, like, long champions, long reigning champions, because they're the Guns, okay? One thing will forever pain me, okay, that the Guns were tag team champions and Santana and Ortiz were never tag team champions. This will be something that will forever bug me. And now we may never get Santana and Ortiz, as tag team champions. This is an incredibly missed opportunity. And, we were also glad when Undi claimed one, because like this was one of the instances where Tony Khan was not so married to his long-term booking. He decided to strike while the iron was hot and the Acclaimed were so hot. Like, they were white hot. So this is why he put the title on them. And now maybe you can have FTR win those titles from the Guns, from the Ass Boys. Because the crowd is meant to boo the crap out of the Ass Boys. Like, we all know that. And imagine the huge pop that FTR will get if they win those titles. This is exactly this is why I didn't mind this. The Acclaimed aren't going anywhere. Like, they can have another reign. It's fine, guys. Please, calm down. Like, everything will be fine. Like, Dynamite is ruined now. And it was such a great show. Like, why did it have to end like this? Like, come on. Like, all of a sudden, it's the Game of Thrones ending. Like, come on, guys. Like, those are a set of titles that they can go back anytime. By the way, FTR and the Guns can have a three-way.
Maggie. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you did that yourself.
With the Acclaimed. Okay, yeah, I know. The moment I said it, with the Acclaimed, and the Acclaimed can be protected with FTR pinning the Guns. FTR can still be protected. It's fine. Like, I know that they didn't technically need to lose the titles here if they're gonna have the Guns in that fatal three way. But it's like, it's not. It's all about the heat. Okay. It's, imagine the pop, because like, if FTR won those titles in the three-way match, they could have, like, I know that we're in no anywhere near booing FTR, because we will always love FTR, but like, imagine how even great their victory against for those titles will be if they actually beat the Ass Boys, which we all are supposed to hate. Okay. This will all make sense soon. And I'm so, like, come on. Like, wait it out. Like, give it time. Like, what is this instant gratification that everyone is so, like, on board with? Like, come on. Like, get off your high horse, people. And you're going to be satisfied soon.
You said satisfied.
Oh, my God. Oh, hi. Hi. Rob,
go back and forth. There, see, I'm doing my job. You wanted to be happy. There you go.
Yeah. But Jesus Christ. Okay, how am I supposed to end the show now? But
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a spread. Did you hear what I said? Like, at all, or were you checking out photos of hot men?
Yes, I was doing both. I listened to what you said, and I was looking up photos of hot men.
Yes. So I'm not that wrong. Okay. Like, I know that I will never be able to explain why this is a good thing to people who actually do not like anything about this. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just trying to tell you that this will make sense. I'm sorry that the Acclaimed lost. I was fine with this, because the Acclaimed, at this point, they're bigger than those championships. They will continue selling that merch.
SP3 says you two need to connect on an OC podcast. So you need to DM him, because otherwise I'll forget to tell you.
So okay.
Make sure you do that. But that's the thing.
Yeah, like, SP3.
That's the thing. Like, I get it, why they're doing it. I just didn't like the team they chose. That's my problem with it. I get it. I understand.
Which one was it supposed to be?
Which team? It didn't matter. That's the thing.
Are you saying that you were? Imagine how much I would have bitched if Jeff Jarrett and Lethal would have won those championships. Imagine how pissed off I was going to be. But so this is the lesser evil. This is the lesser evil. Imagine Jeff Jarrett. And
I would rather those two guys be the No, not really. Jeff Jarrett doesn't deserve a title.
Okay, because you were about to lose a host.
Oh no, I wasn't even. Did you? Oh, good. No, I stopped. Jeff Jarrett. I don't really. And I still have to watch an hour or so of Jeff Jarrett this week. Yeah. Which reminds me, as I promote a podcast this Sunday at noon, the Wrestling Perspective podcast will be dropping an interview with Jeff Jarrett. Yay!
Nothing against the wrestler, by the way.
No, it's not the wrestler. It's just
nothing.
It's just that. Yeah, it just gets old. I like Jeff Jarrett more than I like Road Dogg Jesse James. So there's that. Yeah, that was Dynamite. Tonight's Rampage, you got Blackpool Combat Club, Jon Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, and Claudio Castagnoli taking on.
By the way, do you know what this means? That because like they shot Rampage after Dynamite, right? Okay, yes, it's yes. So this means that Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Yuta were in that building when Bryan Danielson was attacked by MJF. What I'm going here?
Yeah, they do that. They hope you for like it's that part doesn't.
This is ridiculous. Like, don't treat your audience as if we're dumb. Like, we're not dumb. Come on, are they splitting up? Well,
no, the thing too though is that you have to remember they're not. AEW does go towards they do book. Well, not necessarily. Okay, let me rephrase this. AEW does tend to book towards like the smart fan. I get that. However, majority of the smart fans do not watch. No, I need to rephrase that again.
Yes, because
majority of their viewers are not smart fans. They're not the internet marks. Like, okay, so most people when they're paying attention to the show don't realize. Believe it or not, they don't realize they're in the same place always. Even though they say it, they're not paying attention to that stuff. So the fact that they're in the same place, they don't really ever do that. That's why they didn't come out. They should have. Yes, absolutely.
They're totally splitting up. Come on.
Oh, eventually, like, yeah.
Eddie Kingston is talking trash about Moxley. Like, I know it's Eddie Kingston. I know he hates everyone.
But anyways, yeah, Blackpool Combat Club taking on the Butcher and the Blade and Kip Sabian. You have Jack Perry in action, Ruby Soho versus Marina Shafir, and the fans will hear from Mark Briscoe. So got that going on.
Yeah,
so that'll be solid. Yeah. So as we go on to the Cooper Effect.
Guys, we will actually tell you about. Are you gonna play the video?
Yep, I'll play the video, but I'll let you explain it first.
Yeah, it's a video about a boy that gets colorblind glasses for his 10th birthday, which is actually news to me because I did not know those glasses existed at all. So. Actually, he was, and in this video, you'll see that the boy will actually see colors for the first time. And you know what I loved about this video, Rob, most? Is that his mother painted her nails different, like in different colors. This was so great. Cool. Like,
I didn't notice that.
Pay attention to her nails, yeah, because I'm a lady, like I notice nails. Yeah, there you go.
Play the video. So the video is about 2 minutes and 18 seconds, so we will see you here in just a minute. Or 2 minutes, I guess.
Go ahead.
All right, somewhere in there is your gift.
It is. Open it. Faster! We're running out of time on the video. Just kidding.
I cannot.
What is it?
Yes! What is it?
Be careful. Let's try him on, bud. Let's try him on. Don't touch the lenses, okay? Try these. Look at the balloons. You don't apologize, bud. Happy birthday, Jude.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So,
if you didn't cry, you have a problem. Okay, so.
Yeah, that,
This was so great. The moment where he said, I promise I'll never gonna lose him. And I'm like, ah, what?
Yeah, and I know some people are great. Oh, great. I'm like, I see the chat, like, I'm crying. And that's the thing. Like, obviously, it's a good thing, you know? Like, obviously, that's what the Cooper effect's all about. And when I saw this, I was like, having a hard day. And I told Maggie, I go, can this please be the Cooper effect? And, she went with it, so that made me happy. And you know, there's so many good things out there. And when I saw this, just the kid's reaction, and you can't. It made my day brighter. And
yeah, the fact that he didn't even put them on and he went to hug his mother.
I think that's what did it for me the most. Like,
he didn't, because he know what they are, and like he went. The father, by the way, trying so hard not to fucking ugly cry. Kudos to the father, by the way, because I would have made that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. And yeah, and I'm sorry for the people that are at work crying as well. That's on me.
Come on, you deserve that for watching wrestling while you're working.
Okay. We have a super chat from Thorback. Says, thank you, Maggie, for liking the song I sent.
This was so great. Like this is an awesome thing to do for your friend, for your significant other friend. I'm so happy that you did.
Maggie got us all crying on Friday.
This was all Rob, okay? Like Rob's he picked the Cooper effect, okay? It was him. I introduced it, but he was the one who picked it.
Well, usually to in Chris's defense, 90% of the time you do it. So
I know I'm responsible for most of the Cooper effects, but like I'm so glad that you found this one because it's so so touching. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I'm sorry for if you cry, but like come on.
Yeah, I'll always please. Be fine giving you credit anyway, so it's okay with me. Chris sends us another one that says the Cooper effect is the best part of the show. And you know, it truly is, other than like for us. You guys are the best part of the show, but yes, the Cooper effect is definitely the best. It's our favorite part of the show, I think, for sure. Until I throw water on myself for Maggie and stuff like that. But other than that,
and your hair.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not showing that photo today.
Oh, come on. You're no fun.
Okay. Maybe I will later. But
not really. I know you're not going to. Rob, do you know what we're getting? We're getting a super show between Impact and New Japan.
Hell yeah, we are.
It has a weird name.
Only the strong survive.
come on. I'm sorry, it's really goofy.
It is a weird one.
Yes. Multiverse United.
Only the,
and I will form the head.
Whoa.
No.
Subi. Subi. Let's see. Time shot, timeline. 43 minutes, 40 seconds, probably. There you go. time stamp. 43 minutes, 40 seconds.
This was not what I meant, but fine. Well, yes, we're getting... let's move on, let's please.
We're getting those demos up.
I am not on my best behavior today. And it's not even my fault, okay? Like, I didn't mean them.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I don't know. Between Denise talking about happy endings last week, and now you're talking about... Yeah, you know,
it's a good run. Wasn't this how you translated into English? I don't know. I've you know the Voltron. I only see it in with Bulgarian audio, and he was like, "You form this, you form, and I will form the head." Like, isn't this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay. What did he say? Like, what does it sound? What's it sound in English? I'm sorry. I feel like Denise right now. What is it? Come on, Voltron. You haven't seen?
Oh no, I've seen Voltron. It's just been years and years and years.
Yeah, I know. I just thought that this was how. I'm sorry. I'm being stupid. Okay, so back in New Japan show, we have Josh Alexander, the Impact World Champion, against Kushida. Oh, what?
Just a
fast transition.
Okay, somebody says Maggie is right, actually, but just
thank you.
Okay,
give,
but it's just
give this man a cookie.
Okay, Jennifer says we get a cookie. So Jennifer says accurate. Okay, that's fine. It's just you're never stupid, so don't say that. Never, don't say that.
I was being silly. I know I'm not stupid. Okay, like well today,
but like... No, you're not. No.
Okay, so are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I was right. It was you. Like you
can't, like that's you just can't. Hey, the way we are. It's just the way we are. Like I can't. No matter what happens, if I see a black leather couch like anywhere, of course I'm gonna be like, "Hey, I recognize that couch." You know, like, "Hey, you're just not another pretty face." I say that every time. Doesn't matter. That's my go-to line. So, you know, we are who we are. We can't fix that. So
we are.
So some people in chat will know exactly what I mean by that. So that's okay.
I know that I know because of you. I never knew before that. You're like, oh, here's the couch. And I'm like, why? What is this? Yeah. Am I supposed to know what this couch is? Yeah. And you're like, come on, like really thinking. I'm like, I have no idea what this couch is. And you're like, oh, it's from a porno movie. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Should have known. But like,
you know, Impact New Japan's like, this is great. This is what
this
we want.
This is great. Yeah, yes. Like, such a wonderful way to promote the show. Okay, so, to be perfectly honest, Josh Alexander Kushida is going to hump. So, might as well talk about it.
Okay, yes. I got thrown off track there.
Yeah, honestly. Please, Josh Alexander and Kushida. We need to talk about Cody, okay? Like it's
we'll get there. I'm just I lost.
Yeah, I know. I know you lost it.
Impact World Championship, Josh Alexander versus Kushida. You have Jeff.
No, it's not an Impact Championship match.
Yeah.
The Impact Champion, Josh Alexander versus Kushida. It's not for the title, but it's for our hearts. And I wonder who will win because, like, this is going to be so great. Then we have Jeff Cobb against Moose. Actually, I'm rooting for Jeff Cobb because, like, jeez, I love Jeff Cobb so much. His swinging finisher thingy, I have no idea what it's called.
Yeah. Swinging finisher thingy. I actually like that name.
I'm so professional today. I'm so proud of myself. And then we have Speedball Mike Bailey against Will Ospreay. Match of the year, Lord!
You're talking Tour of the Island, right?
What?
The spinning scoop power slam?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, the spinning of the Tour of the Islands. I like it. Yeah, and then like you said, Speedball Mike Bailey versus Will Ospreay. We'll take my damn money, take it all.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes. You remember what I said previously about Bryan Danielson having the run of his life? Speedball. Also, so much.
Yeah, and he, that weekend he also wrestles Ayabushi.
There you go.
That same weekend. Holy hell. Like
in GCW?
Yeah, GCW, I think so. I think it, yeah, just thank you. Hell of a weekend.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. We hope you're well after those two matches. Jesus. I can't believe I'm going to watch GCW. I've only watched it like two times, and I've come to terms that this is not for me at all. And that's fine, by the way.
I have not seen what he posted today, so if you can let me know in chat, that'd be great.
He posted a video of him doing...
Oh.
It's a form of exercise that I actually hate.
Oh.
I don't know how you call it in English, but it's like you're in a position of a lunge, and then you in the air kick with the other leg. It's like a scissor kick, but it's like in the air, and then you return to lunge position. I hate these, by the way. I've did those like two times, and I think I fucked up my knee because my posture was ass. So at least this is the video I think you're talking about, if I'm not mistaken. This is the video that I saw that he posted. He's a monster, by the way. You cannot do those at all.
Our good
friend Eric. He had no pants on. I know he had no pants on.
Our good friend Eric.
was this the most important thing? I'm sorry, Eric. Oh. Yes, thank you.
Our good friend Eric sends a super chat that says, "Hey, happy Valentine's, coexisters. Keep being kinky." Impact versus New Japan, Ring of Honor at some point, GCW, AEW. It's a great time to be a fan. Rob, keep driving that bus. Maggie, got a band for you. Darkest Hour, so good.
I know Darkest Hour. Like that, I'm so glad that you like them. Darkest Hour are really great.
Very nice.
Actually, reminding me of my, you know, of my teenage years.
Very nice. No. Okay, WWE recap time. WWE started off with Finn Balor they announced Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley versus Edge and Beth Phoenix.
You know what they also said, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
Edge said that, you know, Finn Balor reminded him of, you know, Jimmy Rockaway songs. And then he said, Google it. And I'm like, why would you Google that?
Here in the States, in North America.
Sure. Right? And I'm like, why would you Google that? Yeah, okay, fine. So I finished the show. And then I got on Twitter and everyone was, who? Who? And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Then I turned on the post show and see that Sean Rossap and Denise Alcedo have no idea who Jimmy Rockaway are. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and here I believe everybody pronounces it incorrectly too. They
How do you guys pronounce that?
Because everything like I've always heard, it's been Jamiroquai. Like everything I've ever heard.
That okay, that's also probably right, because like we in Bulgaria do like weird stuff to to words, but like the way we pronounce it is Jamiroquai.
Okay,
it's probably wrong.
Okay, so then
mind you.
Okay, maybe yes, mine's right. Who knows? So
I'm probably wrong because we're Bulgarian. We're always wrong. So this. Come on, they played their songs on MTV all the time. Yep. They weren't something that you know you get only in Europe because like they're European.
Yeah. Like yeah, absolutely. I knew they were still huge.
It's like not knowing who Moby is.
Yeah.
They're from the same period of MTV.
Yep.
You know who Moby is? You know who Skunkanansi are? Come on.
Fat Boy Slim.
Thank you, Fat Boy Slim. Oh my god!
Like even that time, like Chemical Brothers, stuff like that. Like
yes, of course. Like that period, that exact period of MTV. It was so great, by the way. I miss it so much.
Well,
I was never a Jamiroquai fan, never in my life. But I couldn't help every time there was a time in MTV when. There was a new song that they were really, really trying to push. They gave it the Roman Reigns push
Suffering Second Dash?
Yes, this push because they played the new song every hour. Every like round hour, they played the song. And I'm like, fucking what? So he had one of, when the movie Godzilla came out. P. Diddy wasn't the only one who had, a soundtrack. I'm going deeper underground and nothing else because we're going to monetize. So it's, everyone knows like the band with the leader with the funny goofy hats and I hate them like so much. But like this was so shocking. Like this was me telling you Americans that I've never had cereal. I finally know what you guys are talking about.
No.
Because I was like, no way, you don't know who Jamiroquai are? Like, seriously? I get it now, guys. I'm so sorry. I was wrong for judging you. Because, like, granted, I will never say, oh, you filthy Americans. You have no idea what you're missing out. Like, I will never say that. Like, this is a culture shock for me because, like, I live in this bubble and everyone knows who Jamiroquai are. Everyone.
Yeah. So, no, exactly.
I'm sorry for ranting about
this. No, it's okay. No, it's fine. I get it. Like, I understand that's, they're a couple years later. Like
really weird.
Well, a couple years later, I mean, this is, and I'll just go really, really quick with this. A couple years later, when country singer Shania Twain, like, got really popular. They played her videos on MTV, VH1.
All the time.
And
Shania Twain's really great, by the way.
She was, or is. But when I was at that age, she was really great. But anyways, so I just remember like how popular she was. And then all of a sudden, like she took a long break recently. And then people started like, who's that old lady? And I'm like, I just want to kill people.
I know. I know.
So anyways, Baron Corbin, JBL, split.
Got the looks, but I have the touch.
I put on Twitter wrong. Like right after they had their little split.
Spat.
I put, oh my God, JBL is going to manage Cameron Grimes, isn't he?
Cameron Grimes.
And I hope I'm wrong.
But, I really hope you're wrong because, Ted DiBiase did,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a coincidence.
Oh my God. Something is happening with Shania Twain today. She's gonna hit the jackpot. Come on. This cannot be a coincidence. Yeah.
Chris says the super chat that says, LOL, Ricky quoted Ricky Starks. That was who Chris,
interviewed today.
Yes. Chris Mueller.
I'm so glad that you get his name right.
Yeah, it only takes me like 45 times before I say it, though, because I have to say it in my head like 36 times ahead of time.
Chris Mueller.
Mueller. But it's because of the way he said, you have to say it like Bueller. So I stop and I say it just like Mueller, like just like the movie. Like,
so. This is really weird for Chris, I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't understand why he's so slow. And I'm like, I don't either. But anyways, Carmella wins the qualifying match and we'll be going to the Elimination Chamber.
Good for her, by the way. Good for her. Yes. I'm so happy that she's back.
Like, oh, yeah.
And she always looked really, really great, you know, but I know that everything that she's been doing hasn't hit for a lot of people, but like you have to see that everything that she's been given, she is knocking it out of the park.
Oh yeah.
Everything. Like no one can get over despite having Ellsworth there.
And she did good with Ellsworth. I mean,
she did good despite him.
in my opinion, I mean, obviously the stuff with Ambrose and Styles was hilarious with Ellsworth. I mean, it was annoying, but it was so hilarious.
Mad about that. Yeah. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah. But yeah, so she won. Chelsea Green, who I absolutely just adore.
She's so great in this.
Yes. And I love that she's gotten more camera time already than she's pretty much gotten
in all of her previous runs, all 15 of them.
Yeah. Just amazing. So good for her. Glad to see
that. She's so great in this. Like this, like she's pulling it off. And I'm sure that there have been a lot of Karen stuff in wrestling. I'm sure. But she pulls this off so great.
Yeah. Yep. Carmella did great with
Arthur. Oh, yes. Yeah. Carmella and Arthur with that 24/7 title were so great. Yes.
So, all right. We are getting to it right now. It was absolutely fire, pure fire, nothing but fire. Cody Rhodes, Paul Heyman. Holy hell.
They did it.
They
did it.
Yep.
They made it interesting.
They did what they needed to do. They brought the fire. They brought the heat, as you would say. That's what I put on the YouTube thumbnail. And it was good. It was damn good. They sold me a ticket. Maggie, because you watch a few hours later, what was, and I know you don't check out Twitter or very seldom before you watch a show. I first want to get your reaction, like, because I'll tell you mine right after I get yours. What was your reaction after the promo ended? Just, I mean, without watching the rest of the show, what was like?
I couldn't stop thinking about it, because like I was like, when you get Cody in the ring with a microphone, like, you know, like I was like, are we getting like, you know, the classic Cody promo in the ring? Like, are we getting this? And then Paul Heyman comes out and I was like, okay, you have my attention now. Because like, when you have those two in the ring with two microphones, you know that you're about to witness something amazing. Because do you know what? When Cody Rhodes headed for WWE, and when he said, I'm looking to win that title. And that title was held by Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman was at his side. So the first thing that came to my mind was, oh my God, Cody and Paul Heyman on the mic.
Yeah.
We're about to get this. I'm so excited, because say what you want about Cody, but he does wonders in promos every time. So I was pretty excited about that, but I kind of forgot about it because of everything that's happening in the bloodline, because it's so on different branches of the same tree. It's literally, you know, the tree, the bloodline with like their symbol. It's every word that came out of their mouth. I was fucking glued to those words. Each and every one of them. And it was so brilliantly executed, each and every word. Because when we got to this match, Cody Rhodes won the Rumble. And I was like, yeah, okay. This was the right choice, sure. Because, like, I'm sure that Cody Rhodes, the poster boy now, like, he's, like, Alex Pawlowski calls him. He's the polished version of what they need to present to you. Like, he's corporate. Like, this is the thing that you need to be rooting for, and they're shoving it down our throats. Like, exactly like how they did with Roman Reigns back in the day. Exactly. Because there's, like, here he's at number 30. He fucking wins the Rumble. Now he's gonna win. And they're, like, presenting him into your face, even though you don't want to, because you want to root for Sammy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, how are they going to pull this off? Because surely, I was one of those people that was kind of afraid that the fans were going to turn on Cody, because they wanted so much for Sammy to be the one to actually pin Roman, dethrone Roman, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, how are they going to play this out? Because at the end of the day, Cody and Roman, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why that? And then they explained to me why. And the wonderful thing is that after that promo, Cody went, he cornered Paul Heyman. He took his hand and he said the most logical and simple thing in this world. He said, I just wanted the title. I just want to win a championship belt. And everyone keeps making it personal. Mm-hmm. Because they always make it personal when it comes to Cody. They did the same in AEW all the time. They did it back with those tag team championships when he won it with Dustin. Every time someone gets in front of Cody, they always make it personal. And he was like, I have no idea why you're making it personal. I just wanted a title. But congratulations, now it's personal. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to whoop your ass, your boy's ass. You know, that boy that my father wished he was his son.
Yeah.
I was so happy with this. So freaking happy with this. Because I know Cody's so good for WWE, seriously, because we get to talk about this finally. Finally, like, I don't even care if we would have gotten this when Vince was here. I don't care. The fact that he's not here and everything doesn't suck anymore, we get this amazing thing. It felt like 2 minutes. Okay, I don't know how long it was, but it felt like it went so smooth. And Paul Heyman, he's such a brilliant actor because he played it off so well. And he was like, you got to me. You sneaky boy. Like, you got to me. You actually did that. Because I came out for, like, I was about to be smirky, okay? Like, the tribal chief and everything. And you got to me. This was to explain to me why this wasn't a thing back, you know, a year ago, half a year ago. Why are we getting this now? Why, like, this is the wrestling that we were all hoping for. I am so in love with this. This is great. And you know that they had to absolutely do something in order to make everyone rowdy and, like, behind Cody. Because, and this is how he started the promo. He was like, maybe I can face Sammy. Like, nothing is sealed in stone, because, like, there's a match previously in Canada, you know, the Elimination Chamber. And he was like, I know what you guys want to talk about, because, like, he did the thing. And everyone started chanting for Sammy. No one was chanting for Sammy at the end of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
No one. And this It doesn't mean that they don't care about Sammy anymore. No.
Yeah.
These are two totally different things that this had to be done. And they did it perfectly. I am so happy for this. Like, this is a wrestling boner, okay? If this is what wrestling, this is wrestling. I was so happy that this was a thing. It almost threw me off for the entirety of the episode. But like, then we got the main event between Becky and Bayley, which was amazing. And I was like, just this is what was missing from Raw. Like, these are, like, we rant about this all the time. This is 3 hours of our lives. And they pretty much suck all the time. And now we get this. This was, please give me more of that. If this was what, this is what we're getting up until WrestleMania. Please. Like, if this doesn't tell you that Fightful isn't AEW shows, I don't know what will, because each and every one of us praised the crap out of this, because this was brilliant. This was executed perfectly. I wouldn't have changed a thing, not even one teeny tiny thing, not one thing. I'm just so incredibly happy for this.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I mean, I what you said there at the end, we all like what we like, and this was, in my opinion, the best storytelling that we've seen in wrestling in a long time. And I said to a friend today that I go, when this story ends, you possibly have another story that could, like, for AEW, like if CM Punk ends up coming back, which I think it's looking like positive that he will be. I think it's looking like he will, and they could do some stuff there. It's just when there's good storytelling in wrestling, it just makes everything so much better. Good storytelling makes everything better. So,
yes, I mean,
that's what I love. Just, I love great storytelling. That's the best thing about pro wrestling, in my opinion. So, moving on from that, you have,
yeah, good luck talking about anything after that.
Well, you had Bayley versus Becky, steel cage match, great match. I was nervous because of the time amount left going into it, but they did it. It worked.
They did everything with those minutes that they had left. I have a question. If this match was supposed to happen on Raw 30, was Lita there? And now she's pulling double duty. She was there and she was here like this Monday. Was she there on both times? This is a question I have.
That I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know. And if Sean said anything on Twitter or on Select about it, I missed it. But I don't remember.
I didn't notice anything, and this is why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because imagine if you've booked this match and you picked up a phone and said, "Hey, Lita, would you mind coming?" And she's like, "Oh yeah," and then she ends up being there for nothing.
Yeah. It was good. And then, yeah, like you said, Lita showed up, helped Becky get the win. Really good.
Do you think that they're building towards a 3-on-3 match with Trish at Elimination Chamber? Because it's Canada.
Yeah, I do. I think they're building towards that, or they're building towards a match at WrestleMania, maybe both. I don't know if it'll be 3-on-3 at both places, but I think they're building towards, they're at least building towards a, we know they're building towards something. I think they are building towards a,
maybe they're gonna have Trish and Bayley at WrestleMania after Elimination Chamber, because like you've seen the Twitter stuff that Trish and Bayley have been throwing at each other for
a
year now, maybe, probably.
Yeah,
I was sure that we were gonna have that, but like now I'm thinking about Canada because it's Elimination Chamber and it's Canada. Surely you want that hometown pop.
Oh, well, yeah, home country pop, yeah.
Home country. I'm sorry, they're not in Toronto. Yeah. Surely, come on. Like, because I know, like, they put Natalya in that match, in that elimination chamber, because, like, it's Natalya and it's Canada. Yeah. I love Natalya, by the way. I'm so glad, like, everything that she's done for that locker room. But, like, this...
Well, like, Natalya, like, that's one of those people, like, that you... Like, WWE, when they did have the brand split, like, for house shows, too, like, if Raw, like, let's say she was on Raw and SmackDown was doing a Canadian tour, they always put her, like, on the Canadian tour during that time. Like,
yeah,
because it helps sell tickets. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. That was, like, Brock Lesnar, too. Like, here, when yeah. he, like, in his early days, like, in Minnesota, like, when they did, like, all the towns of Minnesota, not all the towns, but you know what I mean? When they did some of the towns of Minnesota, mm-hmm. they put Brock Lesnar, like, on the Raw house shows when he was on SmackDown. Like, it's smart business, so...
I know it's smart business, but, like, the story of Shayna Baszler being the Elimination Chamber is right there.
Yeah.
And she was, come on, like, I know. They're probably, like, Trish will have something to do with Elimination Chamber. I'm sure. She may pop in and then have the match at Mania, because... I know that one-on-one match, we have no idea what shape she's in, but Lita had a one-on-one match against Becky, so everything's possible.
Yeah. Well, moving on to NXT, Sol Ruka.
Like, you watched NXT, right, this week?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It wasn't a great show, like, at all. But, like, Sol Ruka, she's just something special, right? Like, you can see when the talent in front of you has it. Okay, like, you can see that. And she, God, like, she's... And having in mind, she was never an indie wrestler. This is the first wrestling thing that she's done. And you... Tell me, how is this possible? Like, she's just so damn athletic. Like, yep. Her transitions are getting smoother and smoother with every week, because I've been keeping my eye on her a lot. And, like, when you become so invested in something, you tend to nit and pick about everything. There's so, like, every week there's less and less things to grasp when it comes to not executing something great. Like, don't get me wrong, she, like, her footwork probably is the thing that's lacking, but because, like, she just got there. I cannot believe that she just got there. Like, she has no right to be this good in such a small amount of time. I'm just incredibly fascinated by Sol Ruka. They have something special there. And I really hope that they don't ruin her, because it's so easy. It's incredibly easy. And I can't wait to see what they have for her. You cannot ruin that amount of talent. She's so great.
Yeah, and... I mean, the same, like, what you just said about her, I completely agree with. And the other person I would say that's impressed the hell out of me lately.
Stephanie Stratton.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So.
And she was never bad. Like, she was kind of awkward, like, in her first couple of matches. But the moves that she did, they were really good because mm-hmm. of, you know, her gymnastic background. Like, you would think that... She was injured, and then she comes back from injury and she's somehow, like, this 1,000 times better. And I'm like, what did she do? Like, what happened there? Okay. Like, a lot of people are saying that they're building towards Tiffany Stratton to be the next Charlotte. I hope not, because, like, Charlotte can never be, like, Charlotte is Charlotte, okay? And yeah. I think that this comparison really needs to stop. Okay, they did that with Parker and Brock Lesnar, but in their defense, Parker, like, leaned into this a lot, because, like, he was playing off with it and everything, and he will never be Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Ever. Even if Parker was good, and he's not. And like, he will never be Brock Lesnar. Just how Tiffany Stratton will never be like Charlotte Flair. And I hope she never does. Because Charlotte is Charlotte. She does her thing. Tiffany Stratton can be really good and better in a different way. I hope. Because like, now you get to see Roxy and Cora Jade, which are basically AJ Lee's daughters. But like, they have their own thing. Like, of course, when you look at them, you go, oh my God, it's AJ Lee. Because it's right there. Like, Roxy has AJ Lee's first gear. Like, she's... it's the same.
Yeah.
Absolutely the same. And Cora Jade is doing, like, you know, she's basically her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, except for the Vans shoes and, you know, and the tattoos and everything. But, like, it's... You can be an amazing thing. While doing your own, are you okay?
Yep, I just hit the, I just tapped my computer, just like hit it with my wrist. So it's like, oh, yeah, hello.
Yeah. But like, the thing that didn't make sense, tell me about Dabba Kato. He returned on Vengeance Day. And like, you know, the interviewer asked him, what's the thing? Like, what's happening? Why are you, oh, I'm sorry. This was,
Cruz, he says Cruz knows what he did.
Cruz knows what he did, so I drop his ass, and I'm like,
"Yeah, well, that's okay, great.
We don't know.
Yeah, that's like, thanks, thank you. Like, that's exactly what I said. I'm like, okay, well,
like,
great.
He knows what he did. Like, what did you do? Like, what is like?
So that's like Tiffany Stratton trying to find out. Like, well, they're like, thank you, but.
And he returned with Dabba Kato, like not his pre. What was it? What was his previous name when he was? Oh, damn it.
I don't
know. Commander Aziz.
Yeah, Aziz. Yeah.
He returned as Dabba Kato. Why are they saying, oh, it's Dabba Kato? Who? Why didn't you say, oh, it's Commander Aziz? He was Dabba Kato in Raw Underground. I am trying really hard to forget everything about Raw Underground. Why are you shoving Dabba Kato in my face?
You think that's like Cruz closed Raw Underground? I don't know. That's why they did it.
No, Shane McMahon did, because he's a really shitty promoter.
I didn't get that. I say that a lot about different NXT moments, but you had Carmelo Hayes versus JD Don't Google Me.
I hate that. I love this match so much.
Yeah,
like, you cannot possibly, like, I'm so mad every time JD, Jordan Devlin, is in the ring, because he's such a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorite matches is Jordan Devlin against Tyler Bate. So great. Like, such an amazing match, and I love the crap out of it, because, of course, Tyler Bate won. And I hate it, because he's so good. Why is he so good? I hate that. And of course, it's Carmelo Hayes. Like, you know, it's gonna be so awesome. But like, we're getting Carmelo Hayes against Bron Breakker. So hopefully Carmelo wins. Bron Breakker gets moved to the main roster and gets his real name back. Because Rex Steiner, come on.
You know, somebody, it was somebody on Fightful. It might have been even you that said it last week. I don't remember, but on our show, but somebody made a good point that, and I like this idea, that if we get Theory versus Cena at WrestleMania, you let Cena win the United States title, and then the next night he loses it to Bron Breakker in a open challenge match.
Yes, I was hoping for Jay White, actually, but yeah, Bron Breakker will be absolutely perfect, because he can do the ruthless aggression thing. Like, it's absolutely, like, play this off. They obviously have no problem playing, like, old things over and over again, just like they did with the main event of NXT. They can play this off again.
I just saw that. That popped me.
So did he sneeze, and that's why he was
kind of... Yeah.
So,
that's why he knows he sneezed. That's why.
Yeah. Commander a sneeze and his father a true.
You popped yourself there. That's great.
Man with tights. Like, this is the most awesome movie ever. We're men in tights. Tights! Sorry for the audio listeners. I'm sorry. So, yes. the thing I was hoping for, sure, like, are you okay?
Yeah, that was just a really high pitch, like at the perfect time. So it was perfect. I just like, whoa, somebody might be driving down the road and they get that. It's like, whoosh, just,
I'm sorry.
It was perfect. I think it's
great. I'm so inconsiderate all the time. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so Braun Breaker against John Cena, and John Cena is like, oh yeah, come on, kid. And he was like, I'm no kid, I'm Rex Steiner, bitch. And then he punches him in the face, and this can probably be ruthless aggression. Nah.
All right, so Dragunov returns. Hell yes.
Yes, please, more. And yeah, this was so great because Carmelo Hayes shat his pants. He was like, oh, no, no. And I was like, come on, relax. He's gonna target the JD McDonagh my ass. Because he's the one who, you know, put him on the shelf. Come on. Yeah. You know this. Oh, don't you watch the product, Carmelo? Like, it's
great. Like, I'm Pat so McAfee. Glad. Just, he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. He wasn't there. I'm so, like, come on, it's Ilya Dragunov. You know that I will never forget how when he beat Walter for that championship, I was actually on the watch along and I was crying. Jesus, this was my first tears on Fightful, by the way, Ilya Dragunov. I'm so happy that he was the one. this was great. I cannot wait to see what turns out. We had Gallus win those tag team championships at Vengeance Day. I got really pissed because everyone was, oh, who are Gallus? Okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can just, you know, familiarize yourself with the product. Like, I know that they haven't done anything to make you interested in who are Gallus because they haven't been portrayed in any way on the main roster of NXT. And they themselves don't give a crap about their previous product. They never mentioned NXT UK while NXT UK was happening. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know. I understand that. But, like, maybe, you know, not bury... Like, people who don't get Gallus and people who haven't watched NXT UK think that Gallus have no personality at all, which isn't true. And this may be the NXT UK shill in me speaking. I'm sure, actually. It's not May, I'm sure. But, like, Gallus are so, like, they're so one of my absolute favorites. And they're about to, you know, probably have a feud with Pretty Deadly. Have in mind that Pretty Deadly are the ones who dethroned Gallus from their record-setting NXT UK tag team run. Yeah. They were the ones. So they can play off of that.
Yep.
So I'm actually happy about how that happened. So that main event.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not see this coming.
Ding dong, hello.
I thought that they were going on the main roster and they were going to challenge everyone for their titles. But I totally didn't see this coming, like, at all. Rob, did you see this coming? Because, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Everyone did.
Yeah, everyone
come
did.
Come on.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. I'm still surprised they went that route. Like, it's like, duh. You know?
I have
come on.
No idea why people on. So, after, like, Gigi showed her face, how it looked after that attack. This, I don't think it was supposed to go that way, by the way.
No.
Yeah, because, like, the door does not open that way, JC. Like, yeah. We love you, but no. Gigi looked brutal after that. But, like, she played it off so well because she started crying. Like, she was actually betrayed because she loved her and everything. This, I didn't mind it. Like, everyone was so, oh my god, it's the barbershop thing. Ugh. I actually liked it. Like,
that
they
was good.
It was good. It was really well, like, it was performed really, really well. Mm-hmm. And because, like, that barbershop thing was so shoved down their throats, you know, this is actually, like, we know what this is referencing.
Yeah.
Actually. And I liked how it went. And Bailey, she's...
Yeah. Just
give this woman everything. like on the couch. Like, yeah.
Just fantastic kid. Just
absolutely killer. This was so great.
Yeah. So good stuff there. SmackDown preview for tonight. You have Rey Mysterio taking on Madcap Moss. It's a four-way match. So Rey Mysterio versus Madcap Moss versus Karrion Kross versus Santo Escobar. Winner gets a Intercontinental title match against Gunther. So that's something for
you that person. You can still say Walter if you want.
I know, I do. So you got that going on. Then you also have the tag team championship match between the Usos defending their tag team titles against Rey Mysterio Jr., against Braun Strowman and Ricochet. So
I wonder what happens here. That spear that Sammy delivered to Roman last week looked so brutal. Yeah. I actually almost went out of my pajamas and I was like, fuck it! Don't care, dude, fuck! It was so great. I loved it. Like, Sammy, like, everyone that doesn't normally do the spear, when they do the spear, they're like, Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, that's so far. That's what's been announced for SmackDown, at least in the past hour. So there's that for SmackDown.
When you do the Cooper effect segue and you don't mute your mic, and I can hear your chair.
Oh, that's good. I need... I got to get a new chair. That's like,
no.
I do. I hate it. I can't stand it.
I know. You probably do, guys. So let me tell you about the chat that we had with Tempest. Here's the thing: if you weren't already in love with Tempest as a human being, just go subscribe to Fightful Select and watch our chat with the guy. You will be absolutely in love with Tempest. Like, this did not feel like an hour and a what? Like, how long was it?
Hour and 29 minutes.
Yes, this did not feel like this wasn't even, you know, us asking questions. This was a legitimate conversation. Yeah. This was so, I feel so happy afterwards because, like, Tempest had a lot to say and his mind is awesome in wrestling. He's fantastic at what he does. And I enjoy everything that he does. This was so great. I was marking out the entire time, naturally, because I mark out for all of our guests because, like, I'm a big fan of all the people that we've had on our show. And this was just so great. I cannot sell you enough on this. Please go watch her chat. Listen, like, you will not, like, he even popped Rob so hard at the end.
Towards the end of the show, I was
towards
done.
The end of the show, like, he was done.
I can't even remember what it was now, but I gotta go back home.
No, let's leave it for the show.
I lost it though. I lost it.
Rob lost it. This was so good. Please, guys, go and watch. Our chat with Tempest on Coexisting After Dark. I promise you, you will not regret this.
Yeah. So yeah, it was great. He was a great guy. Loved talking to him. Fantastic. And then next week we have Fightful's Steven Jensen and Fightful Selects Steven Jensen. That was really good too. Really fun.
You can see him with hair still.
Yeah. And then he also showed a lot of his wrestling collection, which was really cool. Just a fun show overall. But Maggie, it's time for some jokes. I got dad jokes, Maggie. Dad jokes. Okay. Once again, I've entered the annual tightest hat competition in our town this year. I'm just hoping that I can pull it off. I quit my scuba diving instructor job after giving my first lesson. Deep down, I realized it wasn't for me. Deep down.
Oh, deep down. I'm sorry, I needed time.
Yeah, that's okay. What do you call the knight who loves to scare people? Surprise.
This is so stupid. I love it.
Yeah. I always keep a guitar in my car now. It's always good for the traffic jams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I get to work, I always hide immediately because good employees are hard to find.
Why would you hide though?
Why the fuck would they? Never mind. Somebody wrote that wrong, so I messed that up. But I should have.
No, you didn't.
I immediately hide. Oh, never mind. That makes sense.
Rob,
the way it was written, you know what? It's my first day, so we'll go with that. Big moron and little moron were on a bridge. Big moron fell off, but the other didn't because he was a little moron. shit. Today, I saw someone waving, and I wasn't sure whether they were waving at me or at someone behind me. In other news, I was fired from my lifeguard job today. Yep, so, yeah, that was good.
Waving? Hi, I'm drowning.
Hey, you guys. But, yeah. So, yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm trying to make them safe for work now. Not that I got another email telling me people complaining. It's just I think it's what's best for business.
No. Come on. Are you saying that we need to even me and your humor out? Because,
No.
I'm so professional.
No, we're not doing that. We can't change the way we are. So we can't go that far. That's just that. You might as well just not let us have a show if they have to do that. So,
yeah.
It just wouldn't be the same, you know?
Imagine us being Cody Rhodes polished. Cody Rhodey.
Cody Rhodey. That was funny last week. I enjoyed that. Cody Rhodey.
Cody Rhodey. He's totally Cody Rhodey forever and ever and ever. Guys, thank you so much for joining this show. Please leave a comment after the show. It helps us for people to find us in the algorithm. And please leave a like on the video also. Share it, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to Fightful Select, please, so you can watch our special content with other people. Please follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I am on Instagram at Fightful Rob. And then, like Maggie said, every Friday, 3:00 Eastern, you can catch us right here this Friday again on Select in about 25 minutes. You can catch Tempest on Coexisting After Dark. We interviewed him yesterday. Good old time. And the next week we have Steven Jensen. And then in March we have all our guests lined up, but we're not announcing them yet. So we still have one more person that we're going to interview in February. I don't think we have them lined up yet, but it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. We want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us. Friday is the best day of the week for me and Maggie, I'm sure. It's the best. We love you. We want to say thank you. Again, if you have the time, check out our pal, the great Fowler.com. I left a link in the YouTube description. Has a link to his GoFundMe page, has a link to his website. There's also some other stuff in there. So definitely want to say thank you again. You guys have a great day. Have a great weekend. And just never forget to
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
Shit. I did not mean to hit that. I meant to hit this.
Happy anniversary!
And guys, let me say this. Let me say this. If you have a significant other out there, do something nice for her or him on the 14th, or do them, you know, just whoever you have in your life, do something for them on Valentine's Day. It's a good day. I like that day. So Do something nice for them if you can.
We love love.
Yeah, we love love. We love spreading love. Spreading it all over the place. Just splattering it all over. You know.
Stop talking.
Oh, shit. Peace. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.